Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights, conversations exploring network transformation through interviews with industry experts.
Welcome to Chip Chat Network Insights. My name is Allison Klein. Today we're coming to you live from the NFV World Congress in San Jose, California, and I'm delighted to be joined by Chandra Sekhar, VP of Marketing at Avi Networks. Welcome.
Thank you, Allison.
So this is the first time that I believe Avi Networks has been on Chip Chat Network Insights. Can you just tell us a little bit about the company?
Yeah, Avi Networks got our start about 4 to 4.5 years ago. We started with load balancing as one of the core services that we wanted to innovate. Mm-hmm. And over time, we've grown to provide load balancing services, application performance monitoring, auto scaling, and automation and self-service capabilities for the overall application services needs for enterprises.
Why did you decide to pick that particular area of focus in terms of the larger trend of virtualization of the network?
So load balancing was an area that our founders immediately saw as a very fertile territory for innovation. If you look at what has happened in this space, for more than 20 years now, load balancers have pretty much remained the same. They are built on proprietary hardware appliances. They really don't offer much by way of scalability, and they're limited by the capacity of that appliance. Oftentimes, enterprises find themselves doing forklift upgrades every so often in order to refresh their capabilities and improve their performance, et cetera. And the other challenge as well is that a lot of these appliances are managed individually. And as applications grow and the portfolio of the number of such applications and where they are located increases, it becomes challenging to manage these. So Avi actually got its founding principles based on the software-defined movement, if you may. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the ways in which the solution is architected stays true to the NFV and SDN principles. And so we have a separate controller with a distributed fabric of load balancers that can deliver services very close to applications. So while we got our start in load balancing, this is actually a full-blown pervasive application services fabric that can deliver load balancing, that can deliver application performance monitoring through real-time telemetry collected by all of these load balancers out in the network, and then offer a much more robust way to roll out applications in the enterprise.
Tell me a little bit about how you've approached development of technology and what you're offering to the market today.
The way that the Avi solution is architected, I kind of gave you a little bit of a preview of there, mm-hmm. but one of the insights that the founding team at Avi had was that if you separate the control plane for the delivery of applications from the data plane itself of where the L4 through L7 services, network services are delivered, you then get a much more robust architecture for how you deliver these services. So in our case, we call it, the central controller is called the Avi controller, and the distributed service delivery points are actually called the Avi service engines. And each of these service engines can be located as close to the application as a particular enterprise wants. In fact, we talk to a lot of enterprises that talk about per app services.
Interesting.
We can actually put a service engine in front of every single application if we wanted to, delivering dedicated services for that particular application. And it automatically introduces a natural state of isolation and availability and scalability for that. Now, what all of these service engines do is they are in real time connected to the Avi controller, sending telemetry data about the application. Avi is like one of the first companies to take advantage of the strategic location of the load balancer on the network. Mm-hmm. All your application traffic passes through load balancers, and it's a great point to collect application intelligence.
Sure.
But unfortunately, we have not had an architecture that could support it in the past. Mm-hmm. So these load balancers are able to send that telemetry information to the controller, which essentially has a big data engine that is able to analyze all of that information and give you a very rich view of the application's performance, real-time stats about transaction performance, about client insights and security, and so on. So architecturally, we are very differentiated from traditional application delivery controllers in that sense.
Now, obviously, innovation like this takes a lot of industry collaborations, and I think Avi is no different. Can you tell me about who you've been working with?
Yeah, so Avi's value proposition is the fact that we are not tied to the underlying infrastructure. We can actually deploy these load balancers on bare metal servers, on Intel architecture servers, virtual machines, containers or even in the public cloud. So depending on the ecosystem, we're integrated with a variety of different technology vendors. We're integrated with Intel in the sense that we take advantage of all of the processor optimizations, the memory optimizations, the network optimizations that Intel has delivered over the years. Mm-hmm. And Moore's Law has pretty much rendered the performance advantages that proprietary hardware has compared to Intel architecture servers virtually non-existent. We find that we can deliver a very high degree of performance on Intel hardware, for example. So Intel is a very key partner for us. We can deliver upwards of 5 gigabytes of SSL throughput, as well as close to 2,500 to 3,000 SSL transactions on a single core in an Intel box. And you can scale that up vertically by adding more cores. And uniquely in Avi's case, we can scale that out as well horizontally with multiple servers representing a single virtual service. So all of those optimizations are made possible by Intel. We're also partnered with NFV and SDN vendors like Cisco and VMware and so on. And then in the container areas, we are partnered with container orchestration platforms like Kubernetes and Mesos and Docker.
When you look at the overall trend to virtualized networks, one of the things that's changing as well is the move of Intel architecture being a common foundation across many of the platforms being offered in the marketplace. How are you taking advantage of those underlying capabilities with processor, memory, network performance optimization?
So we are integrated with Intel in the sense that we are able to take advantage of the DPDK toolkit from a networking standpoint. We're able to take advantage of the faster network interface cards that Intel is able to offer through its servers. And as I mentioned, we're able to take advantage, more importantly, of the easy availability of these servers in most data centers. The story that I can best relate to is one that one of our customers, a large payment services provider, experienced a couple of years ago. They were getting ready for the holiday shopping season, and their infrastructure in some ways came to a grinding halt because they found that a promotion that they were running was wildly successful, and they were receiving a ton of transactions, and their applications, they were able to scale them rapidly on Intel architecture servers, but they had gone down the path of installing hardware load balancers for providing network services. Mm-hmm. And very quickly, those keeled over and died because they simply wouldn't be able to scale past the capacity of that appliance. And effectively what they found out is all of the millions of dollars that they had invested in making sure that they had a fluid infrastructure model for their computing didn't really pay off because the network function didn't really serve them. So in Navi's case, when we were brought in, we were specifically brought in to be able to match the scalability of their compute infrastructure in the network function of load balancing and application services.
Tell me a little bit about how you see your solutions evolving over time and other capabilities that you may decide to integrate into the load balancing solutions.
If you think of an application as an entity, the analogy that comes to mind is you build a house, the house requires a bunch of services that need to be delivered, starting with water, electricity, and gas, and gardening services, etc. Mm-hmm. So all of these services have to go around that. So in the app world, you can think of load balancing, web application firewalling capabilities, application performance monitoring, auto-scaling that application in response to real-time traffic, etc. So our architectural underpinning allows us very easily to deliver these services uniquely to individual applications. And we can tailor these services based on the particular application that you're dealing with. Perhaps you want the application performance monitoring capabilities for a development and test set of applications so developers can understand what the bottlenecks are. And then in another case, you want load balancing services for a production application. And in yet another case, you may have a container-based application that needs service discovery capabilities and micro-segmentation capabilities. So all of these being able to be delivered from a centralized management framework is how Avi differentiates itself. And we see ourselves building all of these services around applications quite easily because of our architectural advantages.
I'm sure that folks online are listening in and wanting to find out more about Avi Network Solutions. Where would you send them for more information?
Our website is a great source of information for a quick overview of all of the different use cases that we address. That is avinetworks.com. In addition, there is also an online knowledge base and an opportunity where they can download the product and try it for themselves on that website. So kb.avinetworks.com is another location for documentation and to learn more about the product.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Allison, for the opportunity.